This is RSBNB Update 367, recorded June 29th, 2012. Selling tissues, 1K each.
Hello, everybody. This is the update of the month that everyone's probably been waiting for, because we all know what happened this week. The evolution of combat. But first off, Trekkie is here.
Yo.
Earth, aka Reed, is here. Which, that's what I'm going to be calling him throughout this episode. He's here because he's wanted to come on the show for a while, and he helped us test out some of the stuff. He was actually a good punching bag for us.
He was a very good punching bag.
Shut up, Trekkie.
And we also got Brad, aka Chief Snake.
Hello.
So, he's here because, well, he's an old-timer just like Trekkie, and me and him also share the same views about UI design and everything else, so we're going to attack this update from that point of view.
Yeah, that's clearly why I'm here. Not just because it's the only time that I'll ever be able to be on here for, like, the next few months.
Well, so let's just start off and say that the Evolution of Combat did come out on Tuesday, the 26th of June, 2012, as a beta, as expected. And this beta is, of course, limited to RuneScape members until July 7th, when all members will be able to access it. So if you didn't sign up in the pre-sign-up phase, well, you're kind of out of luck until then. It's working much like the RS2 beta did when that came out back in 2004. There's two different servers. You can copy your account over.
Back in the day. You remember back that far?
Oh, yeah. I was there. That was the first time I actually started playing RuneScape and getting interested in it when I started with the RS2 beta.
Yeah.
So, there are some striking parallels between how these two things are working, but we'll get there eventually. So, I think the first thing we ought to start out with this week is the Og blog featuring the final challenges that they wanted to accomplish in this. I'll read them off, and then you guys just jump in and tell me what you feel about them. First off, they wanted to give Rangers and Mages a final chance and build a real combat triangle, because I think, what did we have before? Combat parallelogram?
Actually, it was more...
It's just a potato.
It was either Mage or... Okay. It was Ranger wasn't really that great in the first place.
Okay, so a combat potato. yeah, I don't know where you got that one from, Reed, but it's okay. So, based on what we know so far, well, actually, we'll discuss this later, but they said one of the contentious aims was to address the combat triangle and point out that they want to have creatures that are ranged and mage-based, because as it was existing, 95% of the NPCs were melee-based, which I think we all knew was true, right?
Yeah, they're always all melee except for dragons.
Dragons? What do you mean?
Every other NPC in the game were all melee except for the dragons, which you use mage and range.
Okay. Well, also with this, they wanted to fill in the gaps between existing equipment tiers. So, for instance, they've moved some of the stuff around, but we'll get to that later. The thing that he says he's going to start off by shouting is full Bandos. So now that means there's going to be a Bandos shield, gloves, and a new helmet.
Oh, full Bandos. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
really?
Because,
like, just Bandos, though?
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point, because I guess...
Oh, inconsistency.
Where is the Armadyl set? Because what was the Armadyl set full before? I don't know. I never owned one.
I was too blown.
It was just three. It was a three-piece armor. Well, okay. Four if you count the back, but nobody really uses the back anyway.
The back?
The back?
The back?
I think there was... Was there an item slot for the back one?
I don't know. Like, you're the one that's going on about something on the back.
There is in the beta. Oh. It replaces one of the slots, the shield slot. But maybe that's just only in the beta.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
Another thing they, of course, wanted to do is fix defense and life points, because it's really difficult to create a balanced experience for players if they use items intended for players higher level than they are. The example they give is that, yes, we can control this with armor wearing requirements, but they can't control it for food. They say, why should a lower level use a rock tail? Why should a lower level be able to use a rock tail when it's not going to provide them any benefit? You know, so they're saying food will now heal and other consumables will heal a set amount based on your level. What do we think of that?
So wouldn't that basically kind of mean sharks and rock tails being the same thing? And so it would be a Cerodomen bruise?
Yeah, kind of, I guess, based on the level. But
ooh, sharks are coming back. Great.
Okay, well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yes.
It's slightly disappointing in the sense that if you want to make like a skiller or something and then run into some ridiculous area. You know, I can remember making a skiller and like running around the stronghold of security and stuff and, you know, going to get those boots and just, you know, take a whole load of lobsters or whatever, and then you can eat those and you'll be fine. You know, you won't even get hurt at all by those level 70 or 80 things. Whereas I suppose you can't really do that anymore, therefore you can't have a skiller with like epic clothing and stuff.
Yeah, because they say the example they give is players around level 50 constitution should really only be eating lobsters. If they choose to eat sharks, they can, but it won't heal any more than a lobster will. So that's essentially what they're doing here.
Interesting. I think it's a good idea. It's probably something that should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree.
But it is a wee bit disappointing at the same time.
And, of course, allow players' combat levels to truly represent their ability. So they this is a strengthening of defense and more emphasis given to the abilities and equipment a player is using rather than skills like prayer and summoning. We hope this will give people a quicker and more accurate guide to the relative power of their opponent. Now, I think this is where the community was up in arms about, eh, Breed?
Yeah.
Do you have that picture that we can put in the notes?
No, I don't.
Essentially, what does the RuneScape population do whenever there's a change they don't like?
Me?
Rage.
Rage.
Riot.
Oh, Riot.
World 66. Balador.
Exactly. So there is this screenshot posted this week. A whole bunch of people saying, or yelling rather, save Piers, whatever else, shelve the combat update, etc. And I give ModMark 110% credit for this. I think his exact line was, "Do you guys need a tissue?" That's great.
Funny.
I mean, that's definitely great to see that, you know, standing up for your piece of content and knowing that your team is 100% behind it and you're going to be pressing on with it no matter what the community thinks, because you know the best as to how the game is played compared to everyone else. So I just love that. I just love that part. Anyways. That's essentially what they highlighted in the final challenges this week.
It is pretty funny in the sense that, you know, you'd think they would want to be making quite a big deal of pleasing everyone, because that seems to be what they've done for the past year or two, just done everything that would just straight up please the players. And so to be able to just shut down all of the pures in RuneScape just like that.
And the game's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Because now if you have a one defense peer, and say you get, well, I don't know, do peers get 99 strength?
Yeah.
Your combat level, your max combat then will only be 102. So, I mean, it is a big blow to them, but that's just the way the game is going in their direction. And they will reap the benefits from playing the game how it's designed. And I know, whenever I design something to be used a certain way, it annoys me when people want to use it a different way. So I'm just happy that GX is doing this. I mean, it's the classic thing of trying to use a round peg in a square hole.
That's when you
sure
the
I remember
you
using those.
Force it through.
I'm sure I remember using you using those exact words on a previous show, Shane.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
We had
for,
this
but...
big conversation. Oh God, that. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even
let's leave
what
it alone this time.
Conversation would have been.
It was quite funny. It was making analogies between you and software producers, operating system.
Oh yes, that's
manufacturers,
right.
More specifically. Anyway.
All right. So the beta update. Some content available, or actually that isn't available in this, includes quests, Barbarian Assault, Clan Wars Conquest, Fishing Trawler, Fist of Gothics, Mobilizing Army, Shades of Borden, Trouble Brewing, Dominion Tower, and the Mage Training Arena.
Oh,
Castle War on
Mage
that list?
Training Arena.
You are allowed to go into Castle Wars. You are also allowed to go into the Duel Arena, Soul Wars, Fight Pits, Fight Cave, Barrows, Pest Control, the Wilderness, and Dungeoneering, of course.
Most of my Dungeoneering friends are not very happy with this update. Primarily because they supposedly removed the ability to drink in Overlord. Overlord? Not Overlord.
Overload.
Overload, there we go. They took away the ability to drink an Overload potion. Yes, yeah. They took the ability to drink an Overload potion and enter the dungeon with all your stats boosted up, so that no longer works. So some of them are not very happy with that change.
Well, that's kind of like a bug.
Yeah.
It's gonna be it's the same with prayer renewal, but you kind of saw that them fixing it sooner or later anyway.
I mean, the way Dungeoneering is, that sounds like a bug because it's supposed to be its own little combined or instanced world. I mean, so
yeah.
Okay.
Have people stopped hating on Dungeoneering yet, or is that still happening?
Don't call them any games.
It's been a while. Oh, that's good. It should Shane be. Tricky, by the way, Tricky, I am loving this authentic Asian ambiance you've got going on over there. I think it brings something special to the show.
Just have to hope they're not saying bad things in the background.
We would have no idea. News? Tricky's actually watching dirty movies.
Actually, right now, they're talking about the riot in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the riot in Falador.
I bet they are.
You thought they were going to say what?
The riot in Falador. Right. But, anyway.
Yes.
So,
that's
moving on from this, when you head into the combat beta, you have two choices. Your first choice is to play from level one, which is what Mike tried to do, and what happened with that.
He was full bronzy for a long time.
He got mauled by a bear, right?
Oh yeah, he had to get mauled by a bear on his way to on his way to
Yaneo.
So I had to kind of teleport up to Camelot and then kind of be like an escort service. And at that kind of escort service.
Were you his knight in shining armor?
Actually, I was more of his Robin Hood because I was wearing full armor though.
Okay.
Okay, and of course the second option is to import your save from wherever it existed previously. So if you're almost maxed like I am, then you will have everything brought over and you'll just get to experience the game from where you left off. And it's also important to note that the combat beta brings a nice update to the player kit. We actually have the fingers now that we saw last week.
Yeah.
Fingers?
Yeah, fingers on the player models.
Does it look weird?
Yes.
They're trying to make it.
What the heck is wrong with my character?
There's something wrong with this. Can't tell, but
yeah. I think the face is a bit more detailed too.
Yeah, it was the eyes that kind of freaked me out.
Okay, is there any point in your video where you actually take off your armor so that I can see that? Or
no.
Oh, damn you.
I'll take a picture for you after if you want.
Okay.
But so there's 9 beta worlds, they say, but I counted more on the list, didn't you guys?
But they added more they near added the more. End.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Well, so with that being said, let's actually talk a bit about the combat itself. So first off,
the action bar. Interesting.
The action bar. This is the little bar that people are saying that RuneScape is now World of RuneScape, just like World of Warcraft.
Because no other game has a thing like that in its UI.
Yes, I'm sure Star Trek Online is considered world universe of Star Trek or something.
Man.
Well, no, I mean, World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, Star Wars Old Republic game, everything that's an MMO has such a UI. I mean, we've all seen it before, and it's a perfectly good way of stacking things up and showing how you're going to be playing the game. So, I mean, I don't see what the big issue is. This is another thing people are complaining about, but I actually think this is well done for Jagex, this update. Specifically the action bar, because it's so customizable, which is something we haven't seen from Jagex in a long time. I mean, you can even customize the little keyboard shortcuts on the thing. When have you been able to customize a keyboard shortcut in RuneScape?
Never.
Exactly.
Wait, it's had keyboard shortcuts?
Yeah, you can press the F keys and stuff to switch tabs.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't really count, though.
Sure it does.
What?
But no one actually uses those.
I do.
I do.
Oh,
in what?
Especially in combat.
I use those.
I'd use it in like the fight caves or something, but
yeah, there you go.
Use it to switch between my inventory and magic.
Prayers, magic stuff. And everything else.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just a little bit of customizability. And while we're also on the topic of UI stuff, I put out an Informer article this past week. It'll be out by the time you guys are hearing this, about the whole UI of RuneScape and whatnot, or rather this combat update. So if you're interested in knowing some thoughts regarding this, then you might as well. Ah, yes, that is my lemon, Brad.
Your lemon?
Excuse me?
That is my lemon. I mean, my lime.
It doesn't look like a lemon. Oh. It still doesn't look like a lime either. It's a square.
It's a green box.
Yeah, I call it my lime, but it's really my arm staff. I mean, my arm's wand. It's glitched.
Oh, so that is actually a bug. It's not just supposed to look like that.
Yes, it's not supposed to look like that.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And, well, just, you know, Shane, it's also... Let's also take a look at this. So one of the reasons that you really like this UI update because it reminds you of so much of Star Trek Online.
No, not at all. Not at all. I hate the UI in that game.
Yes, but then again, you love the customizability of it when you're in combat and everything else.
Yes,
you just
wish
there was more in RuneScape.
Yes, that's true.
Up on this doesn't just look just like the Star Trek Online thing.
Not exactly like it.
See?
You have like 5 panels, put whatever you want on it, including his potions.
Yeah, but
food,
you can move that. Can you move it on this one?
No, you can't.
No. It's stuck.
You can't. Can you make it show more than one?
No, that is one of my main criticisms of the action bar. It's stuck at only showing one row. It would be really great if you could see 2 or 3. At least I think. But it might be a tactical decision on their part to change gameplay, because I know that's something you were saying, Brad.
I what?
Or no, I mean Trekkie, I'm sorry.
Cool.
Yes. So, I mean, you were saying that, yes, it would be nice to have more, but maybe it was designed this way, you know? So.
Well, we'll talk about more about that later.
Well, we're talking about the action bar right now. We're talking about the action bar right now, so. I mean,
well, what was that?
Oh, that must be the picture.
Well, anyway,
so.
Well, the thing is about the one of the things about the action bar why I think they left only one panel is because you know how it's really easy for you to switch between weapons in RuneScape. You just click on the weapon you want, it automatically goes into your hand, and then Well, the thing is that the weapon skills do not change. So what will happen if someone is using a shield and sword and then suddenly dual wielding, having the book just automatically change the skill bar can make PvP and other things very overpowered.
Okay, so your point being, I don't follow.
Basically, they keep it only one so that, you know, people who with very, very fast fingers actually have an upper hand.
Okay. I see. Well, I can see it from that way around there, too. But, I mean, it's a nice change to have, but why not just take it to the ultimate level of customizability and let the person move it around, you know, or have multiple up? Because as it is, we said there's five of them right now, and maybe this is the way it's supposed to be, but if you right click on the little number, I'm just looking at the little number on this action bar page here, you can set a hotkey. So for instance, if you press shift 2, 3, 4, or 5, that's what mine set to, it changes to that row. So, I mean, is that enough, you guys?
How many skill bars do you want, Shane?
3 or 2?
That's not 12 that you were asking for the other day.
No, I said there's 12. I never said I wanted 12. I said there's 12 columns here. But anyways, back on track here. Action bar, Brad. Yes, no.
Pass.
Okay, but do you think it is? It fits in RuneScape to take the keyboard, make the keyboard be much more focused on performing actions rather than just click, 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 click everywhere, you know?
I think as long as there is also the option to actually click, click as well, because okay, that's kind of, you know, the foundation of RuneScape, then I think, sure, it's fine to add some keyboard shortcuts in there, because it makes sense in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of need them, too.
Yes.
It's where everything's going.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it fits.
And, you know, it's nice because there's no need to turn mouse keys on anymore. You just, for example, you drag your high alchemy spell out there and you just put your mouse over this item and it's just tap, 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 tap. So it's a welcome change. Anything else on the action bar before we move on to the ability book?
I think one thing they should do is, going with Shane said, is show you three of them at a time, but only activate one of them. So you still have to click through it, but you see all three of them, so you can put your skills that you want and know where is where.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else from anyone?
No.
I wish they made it bigger. It's way too
small.
That
too.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of the reason I think this is because they're still hampered by the legacy of the fixed window. So I think they're at a stage where they just need to completely kill that thing off.
They should. And there's so many people who lag without the fixed window.
Well, then too bad. It's 2012. Get a computer from this decade. That's all. I mean,
I don't know. It is still Java. I mean, if you're in a highly populated area, I reckon my computer would still lag in like full screen.
Yeah, you know, we were down to 3 FPS the day this came out in Lumbridge.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, my definition of lag might be say 25 FPS, 20, 30. But
yeah, does everyone run at in terms of frames per second?
I run with everything cranked up at about a 1280 by 720 window, and I get about 45 to 50.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I run at, too. So.
Trekkie, what size do you keep your window at?
Resizable, half my screen.
Okay. Well, that's
half
not
the screen is for that, and the other half is for YouTubing or watching whatever shows I have. And unless I'm in dungeoneering, I don't put it out to full screen.
Okay. What about you, Brad?
I suppose I have a 1080p screen, but it would only run at part of that.
Yeah, resized. I mean, it just feels too big to run RuneScape at 1080p, I think, yeah. At least.
Well, I mean, it's part of it is just, I guess, because I've always run RuneScape while doing other things at the same time, so it doesn't make sense to just have it full screen all the time to me. Whereas the people who are kind of the next generation would be the ones who would want to play RuneScape as just a game, and so you know, be playing only that at once. So it might make more sense for them to make it full screen and stuff. But
with claw-like fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously. That was a little bit too late.
About 10 minutes.
Missed the mark a bit.
But speaking of that, this is a good way to transition. People who own Dragon Claws are a bit upset because they're useless now because special attacks have gone the way of the dodo.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Yeah, so all the special attacks have been replaced by abilities within the ability book. And for some reason, there's no ability book on the RuneScape website, so which is unfortunate. So we are using content this week here from RSWiki. So hello, RSWiki.
So will that make many other things as just not just Dragon Claws, but a lot of other things that are expensive special. Because of their special attacks? Will that make them pretty obsolete as well?
Of course. What else would there be?
Or does that just mean they're a lot cheaper? Because I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to make the stuff a whole lot cheaper because who wants Dragon Claws? The main reason for the Dragon Claws is the special. They're slow enough without the special.
Yeah. And well, now they're considered a dual wielding weapon.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, dual wielding weapons still does a lot of damage.
Remember, I killed you, and you weren't even able to hurt me there.
Well, my range kit.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of show ranging is still not very. It's definitely not very good.
But I was as melee, and as the combat triangle stipulates, melee beats ranged. So
yes, it took me a while to figure out how to auto cast spells instead of smacking you with my staff of light.
Why is this not working? Still just right click.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, sometimes Trekkie isn't the most obvious. So, another special that's gone away that has resulted in an interesting change with dual wielding is the Enhanced Excalibur no longer has that massive healing special that you can use. And the Enhanced Excalibur is now the same stats as a whip, except you hold it in your left hand. So, it's basically like having a second whip. So, is anybody upset about losing the Enhanced Excalibur after doing the Seer's Heart and Elite Diaries?
Well, kind of, because the healing was nice.
Yeah, and, you know, everyone can do that now.
That's why I spent several mil on getting the requirements for that.
That's... Wait, is there any difference between the actual... Because I think I've done the hard, but not the elite.
The elite one just heals
twice
more.
As much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I really liked the Excalibur for the fact that it healed you. I actually use that all the time.
But the replacement is Rejuvenate, a defense ability available at level 52, requiring 100% adrenaline. Has a 60-second cooldown.
How much does that heal?
I don't know. It heals quite a bit. I don't have an exact number on it, though. I never counted. So, this is the way it's heading. Rejuvenate is the first example that comes to mind. And, you know, there are things that require, for example, dual-wielded weapons. So, for instance, I go into a frenzy and use the frenzy thing. Does a 10-second long attack, targets directly in front of you, you take damage equal to 20% of their max, or they take damage 20% of their maximum life points every 2 seconds. So this is another ultimate ability. For instance, one of the special ones that I like to do is I like to do a kick and then a punish because that will kick them, stun them, and then, of course, after you do that, it will deal 175% weapon damage. So this is what they mean by making it so that it's more about your skill, knowing what you should be doing with these. Because I know it's incredibly... What?
I don't like skill.
Well, you know, it's good that we should still be happy that you can AFK train.
Yes, indeed. I actually did that. If you don't put anything on the action bar, you just automatically hit him for whatever damage. But if you actually, you know, just every once in a while, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, oh, okay, they're dead.
Yeah, it goes a lot faster when you actually use these abilities. I mean, I was chewing through black demons like there's no tomorrow.
You know, and people were complaining it was too slow, and then I tried to ask them, did you use them properly? And most people said, how are you supposed to use them properly? Well, yeah. Think about it. All, you know, these skills are not just I hit you and then I do damage. They all use each other for more damage. You know, key one, like remember last time, yesterday, well, was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago when I was with you and used as my major, I would asphyxiate you, causing you to be stunned, and that would be torture. Joke. Yes, but Shane doesn't understand that. And, you know, I would torture you, and this powerful spell inflicts more damage if the target is stunned. Well, now the person is stunned, I just deal more damage to you, then you use something else. Oh, that one goes off the fact that he is still stunned. I'll use what was the one I used?
Exactly.
You're now stunned again, you hit him for even more. And that's what people weren't really doing. It was the fact that you're supposed to, you know, like every other MMO, you don't try and make someone cause someone a deep wound. You make them bleed first or something.
Yes,
and
there
that's
you
what
go.
People are not doing. Like every MMO does this. It's like you have to use one particular skill first. That will open up the line for every other skill on your bar.
Exactly.
Yeah, that does not surprise me at all. I mean, the players of RuneScape seem to be notoriously quite retarded.
Dumb. Well, okay. Well, he's retarded, but...
People keep expecting this to be like World of Warcraft, and there's a major flaw in that logic. It's because, Shane, are you ever going to go do your Slayer task and call me and Reed and Mike to come help you?
No, but I could if I want to have more fun, I guess.
And, well, yes, you could, but the key point is, most people are still going to be solo. What's the thing about World of Warcraft? They want you to start getting little groups together and finding out, doing a dungeon.
Yeah, the raiding is a very big thing in World of Warcraft. Not so much in RuneScape. I mean, there's not even an official way to do it without fighting for a world, you know?
And people are dumb. It's hard to find a good group.
And even if you do get a good group, there's no way of you communicating with that group very well in RuneScape. And,
yeah.
You know, thing is that like I'm looking forward to the day when you have all those like massive clan wars and everything. Like you'll have people with two-handers, because the main thing about two-handers is that they decrease their defense. Then someone from behind from next group, hey, go hit so and so. You're doing really.
What'd you say about two-handers decreasing defense?
They help lower defense of the enemy.
Oh, so, okay. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a two-hander, like smash a target for 200% weapon damage. And disabling protection prayers in PvP.
Oh, right. Yeah, see that, that's a good one to have. I mean, so.
Did you say it disabled protection prayers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have another one. Meteor strike, again, a melee weapon. Crush down your target, force down a meteor, dealing damage, and your target's over 50% life. That's like an ending battle move.
Yeah, so, that's why it's an ultimate ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the point that we're trying to make here is that you can still play RuneScape the way you want to play RuneScape, solo, AFK train, whatever, but you can also...
But it will
totally
suck.
Yes, you could. Yeah, it's like that. It's just like saying, oh, here's an iPhone 3GS, you can install iOS 6 on it, but it'll be horrible. That's the analogy. And... kind of same thing like you were saying, you could install Jellybean Brad, but it wouldn't be that great. So, I mean, the point is you can use these, it's to your benefit to you, but we're not forcing you to do it, which I think is good because people in RuneScape don't like change, as evident by the riot and the question, Do you need some tissues? Sorry, I just got to throw that out there again. So, overall, I am very happy with the ability system. What about you guys?
Reed, you go first.
Once I figure out how to use it, I'm sure I will be.
Well, you weren't using any abilities the other night?
I bet he was just spam, you know, button smashing.
He was just letting you
trying to, but I wasn't really sure what anything was doing. I was using them, but I didn't know what they were doing. So.
Button smashing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's 11 in each set, it looks like. So, I mean, spread across all the skills, that's a huge amount of things. We're talking 55 things you have to remember and know which ones you want to use, because we also have the ability to do dual-type combat now. You can have your whip in one hand and a crossbow in the other hand and go pew-pew-pew. So one, you might start off with a slice, the next thing you might start off with a piercing shot or something like that, you know?
Go for the knee!
Yes, take an arrow to the knee.
Yay!
Oh, Shane.
biting shot is...
Not the Dovahkiin.
But, let's see. Well, Brad, you want to go next?
What was the question again?
Oh, it's just, sorry, do you think the abilities thing is a good, ultimately a good thing to have in the game?
Oh, yeah. That's a tricky, tricky question because I haven't played in ages.
That's your fault.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Yes, I think it's good.
Okay. What about the UI from what I showed you in the video of the abilities thing and how it's like all kind of tab-based? Do you like that?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a fair bit of a step up from the other interfaces we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
oh,
do.
Yeah.
So it at least they did a good job of that. So based on the fact that they have done a fair job of it, I think it is kind of...
And I mean,
good overall.
This is the kind of interface I'd expect to see in an iOS application with the tabs at the side. I mean, this is not something I was expecting from Jagex. So I was,
well, you know, if they screwed it up, it would. If they screwed up the interface, then it would screw up the whole, you know, what they were trying to do with it. So
exactly.
It really was all hinging on that.
Going through this combat update, I only found 4 or 5 things that would make this better for the user. So I highlighted those in the Informer article, and in reality, they're minor things. So,
and this is still a beta, isn't it?
Yes,
still a beta. Is.
One of them,
and I'm going to actually try and send the article to them. I redid one of my sketches today to make it a little bit more legible once I decided I was going to send it in. Because we all know how messy my writing can get.
It's worse than chicken scratch.
You say mine?
No.
One other thing is I wish they make it bigger. It's way too small to be in the lower right-hand corner.
Yes, and this is where I'm going in October once this thing ships final. I'm going to redesign the RuneScape interface to be more modern and kick all this legacy stuff to the curb.
But, you know, one couple of things that I do wish they would add in to help make, quote-unquote, please the people who want to use the ability of the Excalibur. There's only 2 constitution skills, as regeneration and insight. One of them
is rejuvenate, as well as a defense one. That's the one that's closest to the Excalibur.
Yeah, well, this is just straight up from the constitution skill line. It's only 2. Regenerate, which is you get at level 10, and insight at level 24. What about the ones who got level 99 HP? What do we get out of this?
So yeah, you know, that's true.
Hoping they'll add more, and hopefully maybe it'll be like, oh, hey, you have this and the Excalibur. You're willing to Excalibur. Here's some health point boost from, you know, I have the power or something like that. But one thing I'm actually looking forward to, that I'm looking forward to people actually just sitting down and just go, all right, let's take a look at all these skills here that we have and just see which one works and which one does not.
Yes.
Which one, if you're going full out on attack, here's what you should use. Here's the armor you should use, or, you know, for just full out maximum damage of your level. You have the other one was like, okay, you're going to be the tanker of the group. Here are some armor that will boost your HP up to you know, crazy levels. And here are some defense skills that will keep you alive almost indefinitely. This is what I really, what I am looking forward to.
Yeah, so we're going to essentially have to come out with ability builds for certain things that we're doing.
Yes, and you know, this will be great. It's like, you can be the jerk. You know, Shane, you know, I like being the jerk in every single game I play. You know, I want to be the one that will, like, pin someone down with an arrow, and then I'll force choke him, and then, like, all right, Shane, go hit him. Ah! And then, you know, after halfway through it, I'll go, tsunami!
Inform what tsunami is for anyone who isn't aware.
Summon forth a destructive wall of water, damaging all targets in a frontal cone of damage equal to 200% of your active spell damage. And that's an ultimate magic skill that you get at level 81.
Equal to 200% of what?
Of your active spell damage. No idea what
that
is.
Mean?
Not a clue.
Like, we remember that Fire Wave, I think, I know Ice Barrage is about 30 damage. So let's just assume with that you'd take 200% damage of that. So you do 60 damage with this onto each person in this wall of water.
But you know, one little pet peeve that I have about the combat though is in PvE your adrenaline stays up no matter what you're killing,
right?
And which is really good because when I was slaying mutated Jadinkos, I would literally just cast all the basic ones. All the basic ones on one monster, and the second I kill it, my adrenaline's all the way up. I cast my ultimate one on the second one. That thing's down to like 2% health. My little annoying thing is because with PvP and just by nature of some of the skills here, a lot of them are very directional, and you know, in order to do maximum amount of damage, you have to move your character. You know, it's about placement now as well. And it's really...
That's quite interesting that they introduced that dynamic.
Well, I'm hoping they kind of retweak it a little bit more because the problem is that if, you know, as Shane, you and I read know from last night, is that the second you switch target in PvP, it goes away.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because suddenly you'll have two people in the wild just hitting each other to keep it up, and then suddenly they see one guy, both of them, ooh, what the hell just happened to me? it'll be double Dragon Claw for beta. But
yeah,
I'm hoping they can do the directional thing is really nice, but then they need to get a way where your target is still, you know, easier to get to, which I think why they started adding the asterisk into it.
That's what the asterisks are for. I know Brian was mentioning or wondering about that, so that's what they're for, Brian. They're for telling you which target is currently the one that you're focused on.
Because when I was fighting some NPCs, I noticed that the ones that I was attacking automatically had an asterisk. So, right, that seemed to make sense. It helps you identify who is your primary target at the moment.
All right, so it's fair to say that we're all very happy about the abilities, and it's a good way of doing special attacks, and some special attacks will be missed. Like the Dragon Dagger or the DDS special ability, that will be missed, I think. The Dragon Longsword special ability. Anyone going to miss the special ability from the whip?
Yes, so much. Was my favorite.
You know what I think they should also add in is that they should start adding quest related skills.
Yes.
Basically, what happened is, all right, you did the Grandmaster thing. What's your reward? I will teach you some brand new moves that only you can only have, you know, maybe one or two in your bar at a time.
Yes, these are that's what perfect because that every would force game. People to do quests. Excellent idea.
And it's the same as every other MMO. You have certain skills that are considered elite, and you're going to have maybe just one or two, depending on what game you're playing. And the whole point of this is that it's a reward. Hey, you did all of this. You did the Grandmaster quests that, you know, took you ages and ages to do. Here's a special ability that is uber powerful, and it will reward people who do it. I would also suggest if in PvP settings that they may split it up somehow, but I don't think they would because I don't think Jack is
going to be part of it. Yeah, it would be kind of hard to do that, and it would be a little bit awkward from the UI point of view, I think. But
to do
anyway,
what?
Like split the abilities up to PvP and PvE, kind of.
Yeah, the way Jagex RuneScape was set up, basically everybody goes into a wild automatically kind of get switched, which can be good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so overall, abilities, good. Nice replacement for special attacks. We'll miss a few. So that's essentially what the combat update is. It all hinges on the abilities and the action bar. With a few minor points that, Brad, I don't know if you're aware of, but let's just talk about these for everyone else as well. First things first, armor's now increased life point max.
Ooh.
So I think
that makes sense.
I had a max really of about 9,000 life points with the full Torva set that I was wearing.
Is full Torva now the like official get as much life point as you can?
Well, it was before, so yeah, and I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Another thing with this is they simplified the stats so that now it's just a simple offensive versus defensive. They seem to have gotten rid of all the slash and stab and crush bonuses, which is a little bit strange. We're wondering if those will come back because that's how we run the equipment calculator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry. I assume you wouldn't want to have to go back and...
Well, we're going to have to adjust everything after this is done. We're going to have to add a whole bunch of stuff. It's going to be a huge job. And, you know, we really can't start on this because it's the beta, and we don't exactly know if this is going to be the final version we see in September.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
With the armor and the hit points and stuff, what would happen if you took off your armor after you...
Go back to your...
You just go back...
One little annoying part, though, is that if you put on armor that increases your life points doesn't go up. You have to eat or heal yourself first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a little annoying.
That is
it makes
annoying.
Sense.
I found the easiest way is really just jump into the spa.
Just like, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, in real life, if you put on some armor, it's not like you're going to have to eat food after doing that to raise you. It's just silly.
From a dev point of view, it seems like it's a mechanical issue because that would be then the equivalent of just put armor on. Oh, here's extra life points, you know? So that, I think that's why they didn't do it that way.
But
they might head towards something like that.
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
It's still the beta. We'll see how they, balance that out. I don't know how they would do it, but they probably might do it.
Yeah, also there's magic strength and magic defense now. There's prayers that influence those, so everything is kind of equal now. There's no more guessing as to how magic will work and everything, so that's more interesting.
Actually, I wish they would change the prayer symbols. They are ugly.
Yeah, they're hard to
You're trying to figure out, wait, which one does what now? Because they changed the color scheme of, what it was. I was like, oh, okay. Is this what blue or very light purple?
Yes. Yeah. Another thing with this whole thing that they brought in with the dual wielding is, of course, the multi-faceted combat, whether it be magic and melee or melee and ranged as well. So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when we were testing this, did you guys do any hybrid combat?
No, I didn't.
No.
Neither did I.
No.
I thought it was... I didn't want to deal with trying to figure out which one does what, and I was like, oh, I'll just stay with one and just dump all the skills, and I'll worry about that when they made it bigger. And I can actually read what's on it.
Yeah.
One thing I wish they would add, though, is, there's three levels. There's the basic, threshold, and ultimate, and I kind of wish they would kind of put them in subgroups.
Yes, that would be nice, because they're all over the map now, where you find them in the list.
But
so
sorting, maybe,
I guess.
But it's only the first week, so maybe they'll fix it sooner or later. I mean, they probably figured out if during the beta, they're probably like, dude, this is really bad. Oh, we'll fix it later. We got 4 months. We got 4 or 5 months.
All right, so we're going to be talking about this a lot over the coming months, so let's just close up on this section. We've been going for a long time, but that's okay. Updates only come around once every 8 years. So, closing thoughts on the evolution of combat, Reed.
I think once they work on the UI a lot, it'll be fantastic. That's really my only complaint about it.
Yeah. I kind of agree with the UI. I mean, not that I've actually played this, so I don't know what it would feel like, but I can't imagine... Having a mixture of like using the arrow keys to adjust the window, the position and everything of the camera, combining that with the action bar keys and chat.
Yeah.
I don't understand how all that would link in. It would just feel a bit.
You need to click in the little text box to type now.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's
actually right. Press enter.
Still, I think, you know, having the arrow keys, it doesn't really, meh.
I think they should add WASD.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I think that would be most natural.
And allow you to move the thing around. You can already move the thing with the mouse, like the viewport with the middle mouse button, so.
You can?
Oh, that is true, actually. I forgot that they did that.
Yeah, click and hold the middle mouse button and drag you, move your camera.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's cool. Didn't know that.
Yeah, that came out last year sometime. Or maybe even the year
before. It's been away. It's my excuse.
I mean, just little things like that, I think.
You do have a point. It was incredibly confusing upon logging in. How do I get started with this new combat system? You know?
Yeah.
Actually, I think they showed it if you started at level 1 character, but if you import it, you were like... I remember, you and I were trying to figure out how the heck do I get the active skills up. And it took me forever to figure out, you can click on the magic skill book thingy. It's now all the action stuff in there.
Yeah, that was another complaint actually in the article at informer.rsbnb.com is that the book symbol is the same book that was used for the magic thing. And for experienced users like us, that is the magic spell book. We're not going to look there for abilities.
Change the icon.
Yeah.
I think one of the big problems is that combat still needs to be really intuitive, even though it should be it should take skill, but it should be obvious what you're supposed to be doing.
And this isn't obvious from the start if you're coming into the beta.
Yeah.
So they need some kind of tutorial would be good. Hey, maybe I could do that. Get that in game.
Actually, if you were level 1, you would actually. I think they actually showed you show you it. But if you import it, you just start off with whatever.
And this is another thing. I wish I could go to level 1 and test this out. But once you import an account, you can't play as level 1.
Yes. I tried to, but then I tried it when it first came up, but it was just too laggy, and I said, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
I had to wait, and then Shiyu wanted me to help you with your thing, so I had to import really quick. But, you know, from what I saw, it's basically from what I remember, you kind of chose your class a little bit. I chose myself as a chef, and suddenly we need to... Was I a chef? I can't remember what I was. Anyway, as a level... You basically start off in the beta. If you start at level 1, you start off in Taverly, and the trolls are invading. Nice voice acting. Well, interesting voice acting, I would say. And you go into the dungeon to go fight them off and try and prevent them from coming back. And they that's the little tutorial they had for the combat beta. Would be nice to replay it, though, but nothing I can do. Not yet, anyway. Unless, Shane, you want to make another character and hope you get in somehow.
It doesn't have members, and it doesn't have the beta.
you can steal Brad's. Brad's using it right now.
He doesn't have members, and he doesn't have the beta.
Sorry. Pay $5, Shane.
No! I have...
Cheapo.
I could get extra beta keys if I want. Because we through the fan site program, have the ability to get beta keys, but I haven't seen the need for us to get any yet.
Yes. We'll talk more about those in the future.
So, moving on. Some summer reading. The third of the RuneScape trilogy of books. Anyone going to buy this? The Legacy of Blood?
No.
Move on to the next one.
Okay, well, for anybody who
skip the next
has
one.
Been reading the book... You can now purchase this on the Jagex store. It's the gripping conclusion to the T.S. Church trilogy of novels.
Ooh.
Gripping conclusion.
Yes.
You know what I think they should do? They should make a movie out of this. It would still be a better story than Twilight.
Probably would be.
Ed McDonald had a farm is better than that.
All right, so moving on to the next one, name that NPC and win lifetime membership.
It just seems more like translate what he's saying.
Yes.
I found that. Well, I found this very obnoxious. Ooh. Wait, please turn that off. Turn it off.
The name is Ocean, man from the distant desert land. Home of the gold sand, man made fan. I'm packing power in a quiver that you just can't stand. And have you pinned against the wall with the rest of your clan. I'm saying
F-cape swag, shade, turn it off. 60-hour waves, got your babe in the practice. Creep into your doom, I assume that you strap with. Bruising the scores, but you... We
I think we're not
black.
Fans of rap here.
We are not black.
I've been doing this podcast a long time, and that has to be one of the most odd things I've heard.
Yeah, you know, when I read this too, I thought it was
trying to appease their audience.
Well, I don't know, like how many of you guys listening to this send me a PM or something like rap, and how many of you hate it too?
Rap songs I like have a little bit more meaning than just, you know, try to spew as many words as you can to make it sound like.
Well, they're talking about an NPC.
Yeah, I mean, to give them credit, I think it's not bad for the. Relatively.
They should have made it a pop song. It would have been.
Well, it's not what is that? Hot girls have problems too. It's not that kind of caliber.
What?
I think it could be worse.
What are you talking about?
No, okay, then you don't want to know what... No, I'm not even going
to... No, you have to explain this now.
No, okay, let me just say it's not as bad as Rebecca Black. You'll understand that.
Oh, that one.
Oh, dear. Oh,
it's another video, Rebecca Black style.
Okay, I'll find it for you.
No.
You found it? You found it?
I think so.
You are going to be scarred if you listen to this. Oh, that's a much better version by the sounds of it.
Hey, turn it off! God.
That's a bad.
Jane
that
will edumacate
is actually
you
a lot better.
And we shall edumacate you in pop culture later on. Can we please move on to the behind the scenes?
Alright, the behind the scenes. Video including Carnelian Rising, a quest that is being released next week. Should I click that YouTube link?
No.
Do it.
Move on. Move.
Oh my god, this video has 46,516 likes and 578,227 dislikes. Anyways, yes, moving on.
It's fairly disproportionate. Yeah, okay.
All right, so Carnelian Rising is a quest. It's a quest that you control, and you meet up with some familiar characters and help turn Felipe from a boy to a man.
Here's a sword.
I'm a real boy now.
Actually, if you go by the Klingon way, he's a man that's like he can hold a knife.
Oh, you mentioned Star Trek first.
No, I did it to make you proud, Shane.
Well, you said Star Wars earlier, Shane.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's Star Wars, and I don't like Star Wars. But, anyways, so you can watch this video. It'll be released on July 3rd. It's a quest. We'll have, of course, our thoughts on it next week. So please do watch that. And also RuneCast 3, Evolution of Combat. And somebody you guys are listening to right now actually got their voice on this RuneCast edition. So hey. you can just have a listen
to
me, of course.
Oh, sorry. Was that a dumb question? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, it's okay. Basically, there's a fan site promotion. All the fan sites, or a few fan sites at least, sent some stuff in as to what they thought about this. And a few seconds of my clip I got inserted into it. So.
Are you happy with what got inserted?
Oh, yeah. The guy did a pretty good editing job. Ability 44 put that together, so I said thank you to him. He did a good job with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That's good.
And Reed, you know Vodka B, the RuneCast presenter, don't you?
Yes, I do. She is very, very nice.
She's in your clan.
Mm-hmm.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Huh. Okay, then.
All right. So that's it for RS Update this week. Moving on to questions. I am so sorry about this, that this took so long, but that's to be expected this week. All right. Bagway Buddy, here we go.
Hey guys, Bagway Buddy here. I know you guys don't like Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff, but I was just wondering how you guys think Facebook and other things might affect history for the future. I personally think that if Facebook was 100 years old, it'd be pretty cool to be able to log on to a website and see my great-grandfather's posts and likes from when he was a teenager and just, you know, kind of compare them to me and stuff. So just wondering what you guys think about that and how it might affect the future. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Shane.
Very good question.
Shane, you go first.
Well, I think that everybody got into this mindset when Facebook Timeline came out because, well, you can go all the way back to whenever you first created your account or even when you were born if you use life events. So providing Facebook stays around, you are entirely right here, Bagway Buddy, that in the future your grandchildren will be able to see what you posted as a teenager. So keep that in mind when you're posting, everyone. That's all I got to say.
As long as they, you know, have methods to get around the whole Linux timestamp problem.
Right.
Where everything will just die after 2038 or whatever it's supposed to be.
Well, in theory, the end of the world is about,
about 6 months left.
Yeah, give or take.
A little under.
Oh, yeah, it won't even matter.
It won't matter. But
problem solved.
Yeah, basically at that time we find out who's going to be our next U.S. president and if they'll fix it or screw it up more. So we'll see what happens.
See whether it be right. Nanny Obama or Uncle Mitt.
Obama.
Anyways, continue, you guys. Brad, I'm sure you have something to say about this.
Well, I was thinking this is actually a really interesting question. I hadn't really thought about Facebook in that, or, you know, any sort of online thing in that kind of sense before, because I suppose the internet's only been around, like, 20 years for most of us type thing, and it's only just kind of become mainstream in the past 10 years.
Yep.
So it's a long time away thinking that far into the future, and it's almost... Yeah, it's a little bit scary in a way, but it does make sense because I know someone I knew in high school, like, you know, passed away and they made quite a big deal out of that, and so, you know, he had a Facebook account and he frequently still gets messages to it, you know, saying that people miss him and stuff, and it's very sad and things.
Oh,
and it's really interesting to think what will actually happen. Yeah, it's kind of like that, and it's really interesting to think what will happen when people pass away from natural causes type thing, when it just comes to that time.
Is there an official status for those types of accounts? Or?
Well, no. They're still open. They're still just, you know, you can add them as a friend, but they're not going to add you back because no one owns them type thing. I'm pretty sure there's nothing that Facebook actually does about it. There could be.
They're going to need to do something about that in the future because... I mean,
you would think it would just become more and more of a problem, yeah. And quite recently as well, my flatmate's friends actually passed away as well in a car crash. And so that's kind of been a big thing. So, yeah, even more people I know. Scary, scary stuff. But, yeah, same sort of thing when everyone gets old and...
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. As for actually, you know, wanting my offspring and their offspring, etc., seeing my Facebook page and what I did when I was 19 years old,
Grandpa, I don't know. Drink that much.
Well, you know, even like, I mean, I look back at stuff I wrote 6 months ago, and I'm like, what? That wasn't me. I'm really embarrassed at that kind of stuff. So 6 months,
well,
6 years,
it's
60
gonna
years.
It's going to be there.
I hope I delete my Facebook account in a few years' time.
Well, you know, there's plenty of other good ways of going about that, and you don't need a Facebook account to be successful in real life.
Okay.
Oh, if you die, what happens to your MySpace?
It deletes itself. You see, when you die, a little microchip goes off in your brain and instantly deactivates any accounts you may have. They are inserted a few months after birth. Everyone has them.
Do you agree with this idea, Shane? Do you think we should do that and we should have like links to all of our online accounts in our brains in these microchips? Wouldn't that be
weird? You want me to say yes, don't you?
Oh, I just expected that you would.
Are you going to say yes?
No, I'm going to say no.
No, really?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
But you agree with barcoding everyone in the world. Why not microchip?
I don't agree with barcoding. That's what I did to my nation state.
Oh. Well, same thing. You should be taking your nation state more seriously, young man.
Like 60% of my people are dying from work, and I don't know how.
Oh, dear.
And I had it at 100% old age a few months ago. Proud of that.
All right. So aside from this morbid topic, you know, I completely agree. This, unless something catastrophic happens to Facebook or who knows what, or they hemorrhage so many users they'll be worthless like MySpace is, I think we're definitely going to start seeing these problems in 20, 30 years' time.
Well, you know, in a way, I think it's not something we really should or need to worry about at the moment.
Yeah, not yet.
Because I reckon something's going to happen. Facebook's going to be, you know, taken over by
Microsoft.
By something like, you know, Google Plus, you know, someone will come up with something that's more interesting, and eventually Facebook will die and stuff like that. And the same thing will happen to every other company on the internet as generations
go
by.
Didn't you write that somewhere that you want to write the next Facebook?
I probably joked about it, or...
Yes, Shane, we're killing this question to death.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we agree with you, Bagway Buddy. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Next one is from GT1551.
Yo.
Hey, guys. GT1551 here. It's been a while since I've asked a question, but I've still been tuning in. So, I tried to had a couple of friends who gave me opinions as well, and we all think that the combat beta should be a separate game, like RuneScape's own little private server. First of all, it would put the other private servers out of business, as well as put a little more revenue for Jagex, which, you know, is something that everyone would want, because then Jagex would stop hogging money with his Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, thanks for giving me your opinions and your thoughts about this.
So before we get going, what does he mean by a private server? Like, does he mean fork the game?
I guess one that you can just... set your stats and...
Oh, I see what you mean. So basically, let it be a private server as a beta test where you can set stats and get whatever items you want, because that's why people play private servers, I guess.
But it's like using cheats. It's fun for 10 minutes, then you realize that...
It's pointless.
It doesn't count for anything.
Not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we should underline this question by saying that private servers are illegal. If you advertise private servers on RSPNB, you will be banned. And if you talk about private servers, you will receive a warning.
Yes, we had an issue with that earlier this week.
We did?
Yes.
Oh,
you remember,
okay.
Mr. So-and-so?
No, you can fill me in later. But
it's very general, you know, if you talk about private servers, I think he means if you, you know, advocate them in any...
Yes, if you advocate them, you will get banned.
Whereas this question is not exactly...
If you've used one in the past, you will get warned. So you can have a discussion about the morals behind private servers, that's fine. But anyways, so I actually think that the combat beta servers should just stick around for the combat. What do you guys think?
Why should you get rid of it? Actually, what I think they should do is, you know, make it the sandbox. Like, when you're testing out new stuff before it comes out to official release, let those
people who have been around for a while, like the Tribble server on Star Trek Online. I guess I could see that, but I mean, I don't think RuneScape has enough bugs that you need something like this.
True.
So
probably besides, I don't think most people want to do the same quest twice.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True. But
Morning's End Part 2.
Anyways.
Oh, one Thank small you. Favor.
Oh yeah,
yes, that
was
is my
love that points. One. Nomad's Requiem.
Nomad was okay. It was long.
Terrible at combat.
So yes. Should we move on to the next one now from Jason?
Who was that,
Jason?
Tricky's little cursor dance thing going on there.
Huh? Cursor dance? I'm doing a dance.
You were
a safety dance.
No, it wasn't me. It was either
okay,
Mikey.
Let's,
it was
men without hats.
Let's move on to questions. I don't want to hear what you just said. But
what?
What?
But never mind. Never mind. Next one's from Jason. Thank you, GT15.
I like Hello, putting Shane, dirty images in mystery guest. I spent a few hours so far in the beta and plan to hop on it and test it out fairly regularly, but most of my RuneScape time will still be spent on the live game. My question for you guys this week is, how are you dividing your time between the combat beta and the live game? Thanks, Jason.
Zero to 100. Zero.
Okay, that's understandable.
Well, one if you like to think of it that way.
For me, 100% on the combat beta. I haven't really done anything on the live game.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, good to know. It's also nice to know that you can get, like, you know, every free weapon and armor in the game right now, which is
yeah,
completely
that's
awesome.
That's the best
yep,
part.
One
of
and
the
only
beta.
Time I'll ever be wearing full Torva.
Yeah, I'm on it sporadically. I'm waiting for them to basically, hopefully, like, every week they'll change something on the beta server, like, improve something, and then I'll take a look. And every once in a while, I'll fight Shane and see how that goes. But I'm really hoping. Reed, you don't count. You suck. But what I'm really hoping, what I am really hoping for is that when they actually finally make the things bigger and I can actually read everything, I would really just like to sit down with you, Shane, and Mike, not Reed because Reed stinks, and just, you know, just take a look.
There's so much love in this conversation.
Stab.
I did that to you the other day. But what I'm really looking forward to is you, me, and Mike sitting down somewhere and just like, all right, let's see what skills work. This one doesn't work. Let's try changing this around. And we actually start making our own.
Oh, that's something we forgot to mention. Everywhere is multi-way combat now.
And almost
Sorry,
many...
that seemed like a big deal to me.
It is a big deal because I was slaying Mutidija Tinkles like it was nothing. I was like, oh, they're all aggressive now. Okay, then. Put myself in a little corner. Come and get me.
Yeah, but if places are crowded, that could be
bad,
though.
So does that, like, change the whole dynamic for how
Slayer.
You fight certain things? Yeah.
But, you know, but the thing is, you get so much health anyways. Doesn't really affect you. You still have all your prayers. So let's face it, Shane, most monsters still use one or the other. There's never two yet. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So you can still use prayer to mitigate a lot of damage.
Yep.
But,
okay. Reed, what about you? What have you been spending most of your time on?
It's mostly going to be the beta, I think, because I'll probably be looking at it with you guys, no matter what Trekkie says.
Reed, you're basically Peter Griffin on Family Guy, and I'm your father. Of course, I love you. I just don't like you.
Aww, I'm not sure if I should be happy or sad.
Okay,
but I might
get
on the main game a bit too.
Yeah, I mean, combat for me in the main game is dead. There's no reason for me to do combat in there until this update is ported over. So I was gonna get 99 Constitution and farm some charms this summer, but you know, I just can't with this here. So I mean, I gotta find something else to do, I guess. Hey, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, was that that meant to be a subtle thing there? Right.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, what? Yes, you should. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go. Yeah, moving on. Trek, you can read the next one.
Alright, this question is from Ring. Dear Padawan Shane, Master Trekkie, and Rock Like Earth. Okay. What do you think about the bus monitoring incident and the aftermath donations and all? And on scale 1 to 10, how beautiful you think I am? Alright, Shane. How beautiful you think he is?
I'm not sure.
You know what? I give him a big fat zero. Because okay. it's not what the outside looks like. You're beautiful on the inside. I just wish there are some things about you that you would stop doing on the forum.
Yeah, I did actually log in the other day and I looked at lots of posts and like it seemed about 50% of them were his. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Which is, I mean, you know, more activity, sweet. I'm not going to pass any judgment on the content of those posts. Although you did rate him off the scale. Is that a good or a bad thing?
What?
So attractive that he's off the scale, or so unattractive that he's off the scale?
He's below it. Is that those links him, Shane? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And well, you've got something on your face.
Oh, this is bad. All right. Yeah, we're
Might
killing this to death.
You seem to have a large growth protruding from your...
Everywhere.
Okay, so, Shane.
He's got a white Shane. iPhone.
Shane.
Yes, the right. bus monitor incident. Right. Yes. I think it's totally unfortunate what happened to the poor woman on the bus. I think that is a perfect example of what is wrong with the youth in this day and age, and I am completely... happy with the way the donations and stuff turned out, and she should keep every cent of those.
Oh, that! I actually heard about that. That was really sweet. That I mean, it was you know a horrific video, but yeah.
I want to be an 80-year-old fat man on the bus and get yelled at by every screaming kid and get you know all the expense paid vacation to go to wherever I want. I'd gladly take a dignity abuse for 30 minutes to get to wherever I want, and then. Whatever I don't spend, I can use or I can, you know, spend buy a new house or something.
I heard about what happened, but I didn't hear about the aftermath. What happened exactly?
Oh, the people started donating money and everything and sent her on vacations and whatnot. So essentially, she's got all this money now and is going on vacations. But I don't think she got an apology from the kid yet, but she got an apology from the father of the kid.
And
I
the kids
there
are
four of them.
Well, I think it was three or four, but anyway, though, they're basically awaiting punishment from the school and the parents. So
I saw on Google News that they got suspended for a year, and had to do lots of community service.
We kind of killed this one. There's nothing more to say. We're happy that she got the money, and kind of sad what happened. So let's move on to the next question, Shane.
Yeah, and Ring, I won't be passing judgment on how beautiful you are because I don't do that to guys.
yeah, I was kidding about the whole girl thing. By the way, that was meant to be in reference to your nose, but then I realized that the photo doesn't even include your face in it. So no, you have a very attractive torso.
All right, thank you, Ring. Next one is from Wayne. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I was just wondering if you think the beta will have an effect on the RS economy short term, even though they're technically two separate things. Should I start hoarding chins? LOL. Thanks for keeping me entertained. I look forward to your podcast every single week. From Wayne.
I was just wondering about how the multi-way combat thing would have an impact on chins.
Yeah, because there's going to be a huge area you can chase.
Wow!
You still have yours, or did you sell them?
I sold them. I sold them in favor of planks. But
that's too bad.
I have 99 construction banked. So,
but, you know what? In the short term, I do think a lot of things will skyrocket just because people want get all off hands they can get their hands on. But you know, in the long term, I think things will settle down. You want to hoard chins? Go for it.
Yeah, you might as well.
Either, you know, you're making profit off of it anyway. You just got to deal with all the stupid bots.
Yeah. Though I feel sorry for anyone who has Torva, because that was the only life point boosting armor initially. Now they all boost life point armor. So it's going to be a matter of a few points either way. So
you,
I feel sorry.
I suppose
don't the others in that set do that too?
Yes, but I mean the only melee set I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you would have to consider, would chins actually still be as effective as they were?
Why not? You have more areas to train.
Yeah, but like as with the special abilities and stuff. Yeah, I mean, how
but
would
the
that
chins
compare
weren't special, you just threw them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, we'll see what happens, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, we'll wait. I do, but...
We should try this out later, Shane, to see how that works.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, yeah, I'm not investing in any combat gear at this point, and with that, I'm kind of happy that my biggest piece of combat gear that I have is full Torax.
Okay, then.
All right.
I got
Reed,
full armor.
Do you want to read the next one?
I don't get the joke.
Just read it.
I got it, Shane. One from Kyle, yes?
Yes.
Shane, Trekkie, Earth, and other hosts. Were any of you around in the RuneScape Classic time when RuneScape 2 Beta was released? My main question is, how did the transition from Mars Classic to RuneScape 2 affect the economy? Did items lose or gain values, and what items were in high demand when RuneScape 2 came online? Lastly, what do you see for the future of rares with this release? Should I sell off my rares because I believe prices will drop due to players selling off rares GP for new items? What is your take on the future of rares? Thanks for the time, guys. It's great to be listening to the podcast once again. Kyle.
Okay, so me and Shane were around during the RS2 beta. Were you two? I can't remember.
I was.
I wasn't. Well, I was.
There wasn't any
what
real.
What year was that?
2004. Too long. Or 2003.
Really?
You're still hatching.
Oh.
But,
Because I was around in 2004.
Yeah, it was 03.
God,
but
any,
you know, back to his question, there wasn't really any real change between items. Remember, back at the time, there was no Grand Exchange, so. Almost everything, all the prices were the same in beta and in RS2.
Yeah, I mean,
RS2 Classic.
Everything was cheap anyway, and there weren't many items to actually, you know, possibly change that much.
And the only thing that truly dropped in value when RS2 came out was the two-handed swords, because they were worthless because they became so slow.
Mm-hmm. Scimitars became the weapon of choice for many, many, many free-to-play people.
Yes.
And so that became the new standard weapon for everybody. But other than that, there was no real change. There was everything still. I remember still buying everything for exact same price.
Didn't food take a drop because of the ability to note when RS2 came out?
No, I don't remember taking the drop. I remember I was catching lobsters and everything else. They didn't drop.
Okay.
Why would they drop? Because you could note them.
Because you couldn't note on the fly in RuneScape Classic, you had to go to one of the Surtrs.
Well, basically what happened in RuneScape Classic was you had everybody went to Drainer, and for 25 of whatever item, they'll give you a certificate. Each certificate is equal to 5 of that particular item, and it was a pain in the butt going back and forth to, you know, depending on how much lobsters or
and that
whatever.
That's where Miles come in from that event, if anybody...
Yeah,
is wondering where those guys have come from.
Mm. But it didn't really affect the actual ability to just fish them and bank them kind of thing, because the certers were right next to the bank. So, I mean, a little bit of extra time. But.
It just made it easier to trade with other people.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, that's what RuneScape's kind of been doing all along, just making things gradually easier and easier. And the prices don't tend to change that much when they do things like that.
But, you know, with the questions on rare, I don't think they'll really drop, at least not a lot. people who already have like very super rare party hats and stuff anyway, they have more than enough money to buy every single item in the beta three times over.
That's so right.
I'm totally not, you know, they're not worried about selling them at all unless, oh, hey, I didn't reach my max. So I'll just sell this one really quick and then I'll buy it back in 10 days. So I don't think rares will drop off. You know, I guess what we call the middle class escapers may sell them off, but they won't be en masse. You know, maybe like 1 mil will go away from most items, but that's a drop in the bucket for how much a white party hat is worth now.
Those are tanked, I mean, actually. So
there have been other updates in the past which would, you know, there have been big updates where you might want some of the previously released like armor and weapons and stuff, but it doesn't mean that people are just going to sell their rares, so there's no excuse for people to do it this time either.
Because it's just combat that's changing, and rares are pretty isolated from that. So I think you're fine. Just keep your rares, and rares are long-term investments. They'll always go up, so just keep them.
They can't go up anymore, can they?
Well, other ones aside from the blue party hat and red party hat.
Oh, okay.
And take on the future of rares, I think we already answered that. So thank you, Kyle. Good to have a long-term listener back with us.
All right, Shane, Brad, you get the essay.
Oh god, there's more even when I scroll down. Okay, this question's from the Lion 777. Dear Shane, Tricky Earth, and guest, a few weeks ago I finally hit level 99 in everyone's favorite minigame skill, Dungeoneering. In doing so, all but 30,900 of that XP came from free XP sources. I know, because I only have 309 tokens and have never spent any. Congratulations, that's actually extremely impressive. I'm very proud of that. A few stats for you. It took me exactly 800 days to reach level 99, averaging 16,293 XP a day. At that rate, it would take me until October 2027 to reach level 120. Question, do you think I should continue milking free Dungeoneering XP for the next 15 years, or should I actually start doing real Dungeoneering and just get it over with? Or a third option, should I just give up on the idea of maxing out all skills and obtaining a completionist cape? Speaking of the completionist cape, where is the logic behind the insane requirement for 5,000 Castle Wars games played for the trimmed version? If their reason was to get more people to play Castle Wars, they failed miserably because most of those going for that 5,000 game goal just stand around and don't participate. I think a better idea would have been to spread things out among all RuneScape's activity, having smaller requirements spread among more activities, such as Castle Wars, Pest Control, Steel and Creation, etc. That would better represent the spirit behind being a completionist and show that you've participated in all of what RuneScape has to offer. Thanks, and keep up the good work and the best RuneScape podcast from the Lion, the Lion 777.
All right.
I say just keep milking Dungeoneering XP for 15 years.
Yeah, why not? As long as you're not in a hurry, you know. That'll give you the time to play 5,000 Castle Wars games.
Yeah.
And, you know, one other little thing is also, you know, you may want to opt, if they ever have the option, you may want to opt into the lifetime membership thing for RS. I mean, you may save, you know, a good $100 here and there, so it's always good.
Just maybe.
You know, if you, you're also expecting RuneScape to last for another 15 years, which it may not, we'll see what happens, you never know. And if we're still alive by October 2027, we should consider ourselves lucky, Shane.
Yeah, we'll have to come back and do a follow-up episode on that in 2027.
We even have that show, have this show, have this podcast in 2027.
We'll do a follow-up. We'll do a follow-up episode and put it out somewhere, somehow, some way, to all of our old subscribers.
Jeez.
You know, I should do that. I should get together an email list if we're still using email then of getting everyone's contact info so I can mail these out when these update episodes happen. Because I don't plan on being doing this show in 15 years, but we'll definitely do a thing to check up on your goal. Whoops.
That was loud.
I'm sorry about that.
Note to self. Change email.
I forgot
email
to turn my email off.
But, okay then.
The completionist cape. I completely agree with you that 5,000 Castle Wars games is absurd and it should be spread out among other games.
So, you know, somewhere also, you know, didn't they like kind of did a little math thing where like, all right, 5,000 games, 20 minutes per game. That's, you know, Shane, you do the math.
That's yeah, a lot of customers. So, I don't know.
How many days is that?
Not long
enough.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I'll show you the math later. Anyways.
Thank you, Lion. I will take the next one from Forged. Dear Handsome Trekkie and the rest of you, the beta has changed what we know about how armors are
pretty
tiered.
Pretty sure that's 69 days.
And in the way that higher level armors are always more powerful, meaning that some rare items but are good in the current game, such as Bandos, will not be better than common higher level gear, Torags compared to Bandos. Do you like this change? I don't think it's a big deal because the old requirement for Bandos really wasn't that high. So, I mean, everybody had Bandos back in the day. Am I right?
Back in the day, how far back are you thinking right now?
2007.
Jeez. God, has it been that long?
Yeah, since God Wars came out in 2007.
Dang. I think. Not no, just so. Now got it.
Got what?
Bandos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was in the middle of Operation Eventually, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't care for that, because there's lots of armor in the game that you can use, and in reality, Bandos has become so cheap it's really not worth fussing over anymore, in my view. So, I don't mind. What about you guys?
I'm poor.
Yeah, if I can afford it, it must not be that big.
Yeah, my money's always in skills, too, so most times I'm poor unless I'm saving up for something like a farming skill a month or something.
You're poor if you don't count your Santa hat.
Yeah, that's true. But that Santa hat's not being sold.
Yeah.
So. All right. Anything else before we move on to the next one?
No, I pretty much agree with everything. Completionist Cape sounds a bit silly with 5,000 Castles games.
5,000. Okay. Yeah, that's 86.8 days.
Oh, okay.
Assuming that the character was to play for 24 hours a day, the time of each match being 25 minutes.
Oh, 25, whoops.
Because, no, 20 minutes because
plus,
the actual game and then 5 waiting.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's just enough time to go to the bathroom and inject some protein bars, I guess. Between games.
Right.
Anyways, next one from Dezak, Trekkie.
Okay, hey guys, I'm back from a long hiatus again, but back for good, I think this time, at least it seems. So, dear Shane, Trekkie, and Magical Mystery Guest, what's your favorite armor set in game? And I don't mean, oh, this is stronger, so this one. I mean, your personal favorite armor set. Mine is the Metal Green Ellie, just because it's the first big thing I got from Treasure Trails, and I think it looks pretty good. Thanks.
Oh.
I still love my ghostly armor.
Okay. Now that's that. Now that's dating us. That's 2005.
I still like it.
Okay. My favorite outfit that I ever had was my untrimmed farming cape. With my black calf, with my green elegant. So I'd give anything to have my untrimmed farming cape back. So I'd even get 99 agility again if need be.
That doesn't even make sense.
Sure it does. Because the third person
get a 99.
Agility triangle was here and then quit.
Huh?
Brad?
Shane.
It's agility. Can you blame me for that?
No, I don't blame you, actually. But that other person did end up getting in, and they didn't even tell us. But anyways, that's back in the day. It wasn't a woman, actually.
What?
Actually, yes, it was. You're right, it was. So
okay.
All right. Any other favorite armor sets before we move on?
Suffice to say, he or she is no longer part of our triangle.
You didn't let me talk.
I mean, Earth too.
Well, I like my untrimmed farming cave digging high top and bottom with the double eye patches.
Double eye patches?
Yeah. And then right now I'm actually trying out the dragon ceremonial hat.
Called something from the squeal? Like
that. Yeah. Which I got, and I like that too. And Mystic Mudstaff, and Dragon Fire Shield.
Okay. So. Dragon Fire Shield.
Those have dropped like a brick.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
It's not worth putting it together anymore.
No, Dragon Fire Shield, not Dragon Square. Brad, what about you?
I used to use that one too.
I've always liked Agile. I've been ripping that ever since it came out.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Ever since I could get it. So.
With your beret and farming cape. With those infinity boots, I think they were.
I've always been a fan of berets too. Yeah, infinity boots or ranger boots, whatever I could afford at the time. If I was feeling rich, then I'd just buy some ranger boots. And if I was chinning, then I'd have those.
Right.
But normally just infinity boots, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Deszak. Yes, Reed, you can read the last one.
And this is our last question from Magic King or Mage Guy 08. Dearest Shane, Trekkie, Earthykins, and surprise mystery guest, what do you think would make a good RuneScape quest? Possibly a skill or area that hasn't been added yet? Maybe improving on something already in the game. Much love, Magic.
Sailing.
Yep, sailing.
I think they should make that like a little Easter egg somewhere.
Oh, even so many years later.
I think they
still
already have.
Yeah, didn't they?
Oh, well, that little
own ports are coming out later this year.
What is?
Player own ports.
Oh, I thought you said forts.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, yay, we can make a fort in our house. 99 construction is going to be worth it. Yeah.
And only use it twice.
Yeah, obviously.
All right. What would make a good RuneScape quest?
Ooh, for me, I know.
Another
Star
good
Trek.
RuneScape quest would be an extension on the Enlightened Journey quest with Captain Prime.
That wasn't predictable.
I still
he
want
can take
Chewbacca.
A voyage to the southern continent. Where all the modified skills and stuff that I've talked about many times will be. That would be a good quest.
Real Island?
No. Or if we're talking about being realistic, just Morning's End Part 3 would be good.
Yes! Thank you!
Yeah.
I would love
the pirate quest line too. I like all of them, but.
Even one small favor?
The only ones that I didn't like were Morning's End Part 2 and Nomad's Requiem. Because I'm bad at combat on Nomad's Requiem, and I think we all know why Morning's End Part 2.
Did I do Morning's End Part 2?
Yes, you did.
Shane.
Light puzzle
wasn't that bad,
one.
Was it?
Yeah.
It took so long.
Nomad's was one you didn't do.
I'm sure I've done worse. But yeah, Nomads, I definitely didn't.
Okay, then. So that pretty much sums up everybody and every single question. So,
yes.
Yay.
Thank you for the questions, everyone, this week. And yes, as a reminder, audio questions are great. Send them to questions@rsbnb.com. Leave us a voicemail on Skype or phone them in. 571-572-2632.
Yeah, I tried to call Shane the other day and it went to voicemail and it completely freaked me out because I'd never actually heard that before.
Yeah. So, anyways, moving on to tech news. A tech news that's full of Google.
It's a Google week.
Yeah, first up is Google Now and Jelly Bean. You know, you just gotta love the way that that these Android things are named: Jelly Bean, Ice Cream Jelly Sandwich, Gingerbread, Honeycomb,
Sandwich. Froyo.
Yes, sandwich. I say sandwich. Nom. So, Google Now is essentially their Siri competitor. It's basically a card-based search interface, and it gives you useful information about wherever you are and what's coming up around you based on your calendar, search history, and location. So I don't know. What do you guys think of Google Now? Rad can go first, because he's an Android user.
Google Now. I don't know. Hold on, skip
that's
me.
A video we were looking at last night.
Oh, right. I think it looks impressive. Yes, it does look impressive. I don't really have any. I mean, it's not something that I thought that I would use ever. And I don't. Well, I never really thought that Siri would be very useful when that came out. But then everyone was. Well, no, but, you know. But everyone's kind of like, oh, it's so cool type thing. And it's just not something that interests me at all. So. And it's not something that ever used to interest anyone either. You know, voice control, it's always seemed a bit overrated.
Well, you know, that comes from Star Trek.
That's probably why no one cares about it. Oh-ho! Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Well, no, I care about it.
Of course you do.
Yeah, but that's you. Would anyone else like to voice their opinions?
We said anyone.
Okay, so... Shane, you want to wrap this one up, or you have any more to say about this?
I don't know. Jelly Bean. Well, since we don't seem to care about Google Now, what about Jelly Bean?
Are they every flavored?
Look, I hate jelly beans.
As long as they're not black jelly beans.
Oh, God, those are gross.
Subtle racism.
Bogey flavored.
So, apparently there was something in Jelly Bean called Project Butter to make it more scrollable, to kind of make it feel more like iOS, which I would actually like to see if that makes a difference. Because I've played with Ice Cream Sandwich before, and you know, it just doesn't feel as responsive as iOS does. So it'll be interesting to see what Project Butter does for Jelly Bean.
Hmm.
Are either of you guys upgrading to Jelly Bean?
Probably not.
I am. I don't.
Are you really? I didn't think you did. I don't know why I took that seriously.
Yeah. So, anyways,
I'm not that rich. So no.
But yeah, see, you were gonna try, but your phone apparently doesn't support it now, does it?
Oh no, I wasn't actually surprised by that at all.
Mine doesn't support good things.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't support good things? It doesn't support iOS 6.
It's an iPhone.
I see what you did there.
Good.
I think we should just move on from this and just say that Jelly Bean is something that is definitely going to make things a little bit more interesting on the Android side.
Cool.
But it looks quite a bit like Ice Cream Sandwich, doesn't it?
Good call. Good call, Reed.
Yes, the Nexus 7, Google's official Android tablet.
Yes,
which would you rather have, Nexus 7 or the Surface?
Well, you know, like I said, Shane, on the Surface, it looks pretty, but inside it's still Windows.
I think it looks horrific. Any way you look at it. Yeah. So I'd rather have the Nexus 7.
Okay. Nexus,
well, you and I both agree on last time, Shane, but we both kind of agree the Nexus 7 for $299 is way too cheap.
What do you mean? That's a perfect price for a 7-inch device. Yes. It's a perfect way to get into the tablet market.
Google doesn't need to make money. They can just
make it
cheap and just throw it out there.
Then just sell it for $99. I think it's way too cheap.
And, you know, the next generation will go for that price, probably.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, yeah. I think it's... For $199, I think it's a little too cheap. I mean, you know, iPad is completely bonkers.
Well, the iPad is a different type of device, too. This is a 1280 by 800 display running Tegra 3. So it's by no means a slouch. It's very fast.
It's quad-core, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quad-core. So, I mean, the iPad isn't even quad-core. So, for $199, the only difference is, of course, the screen. So, I mean, if you're looking for a tablet, this might be the thing to get if you're not too sold on an iOS-type back end. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense if you're a Google person. But, I mean, of course, you're still going to want the iPad and stuff if you already have an iPhone or a Mac user or stuff like that. But this is just a great way to get people into the tablet market, which is what I think the space needs, because it needs a bit of stimulus to get the apps developing even further and get the form factor out there even more. Because I'm not sure if you guys remember, but before Android came on as a real competitor to the iPhone, not many people use smartphones. So overall, I think it's a very good thing.
Competition is always good.
Yes, exactly.
It's actually kind of true. I mean, in a way, Android probably helped Apple, because I always, I guess, used to think of the iPhone as like a luxury thing that no one has unless they're kind of big in business and stuff and they need that kind of thing. But, yeah, you know, it was way off the scale. Mm.
Now everyone has it. But, it's kind of irritating.
Yes, I agree with you. So that would be one reason I would consider Android.
Because my dad has one, and he doesn't know how to use it. Why does he need email everywhere he goes? What?
How can you not know how to use an iPhone?
Because
my father. That's how.
Take him for lessons at the nearest Apple store.
Yes, Shane.
I would rather shoot you.
Yeah, we don't have Apple stores in New Zealand, so
that's
even if we wanted to, we couldn't.
Okay.
We do things right over here.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing with Jelly Bean on a Nexus 7 or a Nexus, so I might have to find somebody who will let me do that.
Mm. Okay, Google will build Skynet.
Yes, with the Google
computer engine.
There's a Wi-Fi
network in my neighborhood named Skynet.
Nice.
Yeah, so essentially this was kind of expected, because we all know Amazon has Amazon EC2, which basically means, hey, you need compute power? No problem. Just hook your application up to it and you can have as much compute power as you need. And it is so cheap to use these things now that, I mean, you would have no problem deploying any kind of web application out there. So, I mean, isn't it a good thing that Google is in on this front now?
I'm still waiting for Google's on.
That's not coming.
You're waiting for what?
Google's on.
Oh, Google Amazon?
Yes, you never watched the old Google videos a couple years ago. It's about a decade now, Shane, isn't it? When they're all making predictions. I'll try to find that video again.
Yeah. So, I mean, with this, I think that Google is preparing for the future with allowing people to use this compute power for whatever they want, whether it be research or applications. But what if, for example, Google was using this as a way to power their own back end? I mean, that's kind of, I think, where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Tap, 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 tap. Sorry, Shane, I had no idea what you just said, but anyway,
I'm sorry. I'm basically saying that, yeah, we are. I just basically said that, you know, Google wants everybody else to be able to have the power that's behind Google. for all the searches and stuff, because they said this is the same architecture they use to power their services. So they just everyone to have the power for this, whether it be applications or research. But apparently at Brad's high school, there were two computers in the art department that you could scan to from the Epic printer. The head department named them after supercomputers, HAL 9000 and Big Blue.
Yeah.
That was because Reed named his network HAL 9000. And it reminded me of that.
They actually split it up. So I have to have HAL 9000G and HAL 9000N, which is irritating.
Okay, yeah. Then.
We have GNOME 2.4 gigahertz and GNOME 5 gigahertz. But...
Oh, okay. All mine's unified here. Oh, my. Look at this skill of the month graph. There's no point in even talking about this. It's the same as it was last week.
Did it flatline?
Yes, it's been flatline for quite some time.
What's the... Oh, it's good. Summoning. Summoning? It's a smithing.
Smithing is the next one.
Yeah, next month's skill of the month for July is smithing, so yeah.
I if wonder why it flatlined.
Head over to rsbnb.com/skotm.
Someone else could still win that. I mean, considering one stone pwn got 3 million XP in the first day. Yeah, well, you know, there's still a chance for a comeback.
They have Saturday left, so they have less than 24 hours.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Oh.
28, depending on where you live.
I challenge you.
A few changes, but not that many. Like, look, switch to daily view, and you'll see how low the XP rates are. Anyways, so no point in updating that. We will update everything next week. Except we do have a huge selection of achievements this week and achievements of the week. So. First things first. Arafat, previously known as Devo. 99 defense on the 28th. Congratulations to you.
Sorry, I remember the skill of the month. That one from 2008. Sorry, as you were saying. Congratulations.
All right.
You bastard, Reed.
Next up,
I already did the first one. So we're going to go Trekkie, Reed, Brad. Go.
Congrats to Voltaire, who got 99 fletching on June 26th.
Wait, is it me now or Brad?
Yes, it is you.
One Stone Pwn got 99 range on June 25th.
All right, congratulations.
Brad, your turn.
I'm getting there, and it's the latency. It's Chimera 760 got 99 fishing on June the 25th as well. Congratulations.
Followed by Izant with 99 ranged on the 25th.
And once again, One Stone Pwn got 99 Slayer on June 23rd.
And Blethorskite got 99 fishing on the 23rd.
Congratulations, everyone. We are only one achievement away from tying our record of 8 in a week.
Yay! Yay!
All right, So pick time. Who has a pick this week?
Me.
All right, go right ahead.
My pick is something called Social Fixer. It's an add-on for Firefox, Chrome, Safari, Opera. Isn't Grease Monkey an extension thing?
Yes.
And it makes Facebook significantly less annoying.
Does it just delete all of the apps?
You can hide that bar. Here, I'll go into the options. You can... if you hover over an image in the main page, it will show you a bigger picture. And you can disable the theater thing. Let's see.
Looking at hide apps? Like, he was wondering?
Yeah, you can hide any part of the UI by just clicking an X up in the top corner, like the Find Friends thing. Get rid of that. Advertisements, you can get rid of that. People you may know, get rid of that. Let's see what I have. What I've gotten rid of. Well, okay, only the ad, but... And it can fix the chat so that it shows only people who are online instead of just having a list full of people. Excuse me. Instead of just having a list full of people that's only one or two are online when you really have 10 online, it will just show the 10 people that are online. And I found that it just makes it run a lot smoother.
So it makes Facebook go smoother and looks better, and it gets rid of a lot of annoying pop-ups.
Does it delete Facebook accounts?
And if it... there are articles, it says someone read an article on this place. If you click it, it normally takes you to, like, an install an app thing.
But does it just go straight to the article?
Just goes to the article.
Oh my god, I need to add this. I hate those things so much.
Yeah.
No idea what
it's
they
just
are,
like,
but
Google. Type in the title of the thing.
Yeah. Okay then. So right, you guys have fun. That's social fixer. Hopefully you guys find something useful and stop using IE. So,
you know, it's unfortunate that 70,000 people had to add this. That says there's quite something wrong with Facebook if 70,000 people have to make a change to your UI.
Or maybe they just don't care and just they're still
pretending. Well, no, I mean, you really should care about 70,000 people, even if you have 800 million users. You really do need to care about that.
You wouldn't add something like that to Google Plus.
No.
To be fair, Google Plus looks pretty good to begin with.
Exactly. And, you know, if it had been first, it would have succeeded, and Facebook would be in the opposite position that Google Plus is in now, I think.
I don't know if Google Plus is too... Okay, no, hold on. We're not talking about that today. No, we're going to go way under.
Let's move on. So, Shane.
Some contest winners.
Yes, it's the end of the month. Not yet, but Shane, you go first.
All right. Well, you guys will remember that I was running a contest. You put a little tick in your question if you want to be on the show. And a few of you did that over the month, so I now have the results of that. So I will be PMing a certain person by the name of Muramska, who the random generator decided was going to win. So I will be PMing you details about how we can set this up. And unfortunately, I never stipulated in this that you have to have a mic, but that's fairly obvious. So if you don't have a mic, Muramska, I will have to find someone else. So I just hope you have a mic, because if not, I'll have to give your position to someone else.
Yes. Best idea, go to Best Buy, buy one, use it, then return it.
No, you could do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Yes. And,
oh, by the way, Reed, you weren't the random number generator. I just used you as a seed for the number I ended up picking.
What?
I just used you as a seed. So basically, I took your number you gave me and added it to the random number I got, and that's how I got Muramska.
Okay, how that works, no idea, but okay.
What if I had picked 5? What would you have done then?
Well, I would have done something different.
Okay, then. So, and now for my little contest, we actually had a big selection of people coming in today, but as I said, this will be completely random, so... Shane, Brad, and Earth, would you kindly please help me with this one? Shane, please pick a number between 1 and 5.
Oh, you didn't want to drum roll?
3.
3, okay. So we got Kilroy, RR, Man 100, Dude Joker, Optimaniac, Muramska, Damon Maxson, and Zach Glenn in the selection. Brad, please pick a number between 1 and 3.
Hmm. 3.
3. All right. This is cut in half. It is now between Damon and Maxim and... Oh, wait. Let's see. 1, 2. Yeah. Damon and Maxim and Zach Glenn.
I don't know what's going on.
So, Earth, pick a number between 1 and 2.
Okay. 2.
2. Congratulations to Zach Glenn. You just won again a Bandos God sword from me from her posting a question over the podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I told you to surprise
her. You're so nice.
Yes, she doesn't like it, though, but okay. So, we have two winners today. We have Marmumska, who's going to be on the show in a future date, and we have Zach Glenn, who just won a Bandos God sword from me.
You have too much money,
Congratulations,
Tricky.
Congratulations, you two.
So
I say,
there you go.
All right. So,
you have to PM me, otherwise it doesn't count. To make sure you're listening. You never know.
Oh, that's great.
Not that makes much difference if they're not listening.
All right. So what have we been doing? Brad, you can go first.
I haven't been doing much. I've just been around, you know, doing my computer sciencey stuff.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't it?
Well, my semester just ended, so I'm on break at the moment, which is amazing. It's really, really crazy to be finished because it's just like I have nothing to do and I can, you know, just stay up late, build forts, and pull all-nighters for no reason.
Build forts?
Did that already?
Yes. Well, I stayed up all night the other night with my flatmate, who still had one more exam left to do, so I was his moral support. But it feels a little bit like cheating when you wake up at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and then, you know, it's not really an all-nighter. Because it's just a normal night. Gets to that stage. Okay. He is so bad. He's worse than me, though. He is so bad that he went to sleep at 8 a.m. Like about a week ago. Went to sleep at 8 a.m., woke up at 10:30 p.m. at night. And he also yesterday slept for 17 hours in a row and woke up as we were about to have dinner. So those are our flat dynamics. It's pretty crazy. I think I'm bad, but
very dynamic.
You sound relatively normal.
What?
Okay. Anything
normal
else
for you,
that you specifically want to highlight?
Not really. No, I've just been mucking around. I haven't accomplished much.
Okay. Any interesting projects?
No, I'm not really working on anything. I'm going back to work back home in a few days. I'm just waiting to meet with a lecturer of one of the papers I was going to do next semester, so to see if I can skip it. I'm going to show him some of my past work. So that'll be fantastic. If I can do that, I'll get to do some more papers. And
yay!
And yay. I was going to say something else, but no, that's about all. I've got one grade for one of my papers back so far, and I got an A+ for it. So yay, good start. The rest of them probably won't be that amazing, but
oh, I'm sure they will.
Should be okay.
Aww.
Good. Good, but not great. Great.
Alrighty then. Next up, Reed.
Well, I finally got around to get my driver's license today.
Yay!
Yeah, so you can drive Shane.
Oh, I also got my full license since I was last on.
So, kind of really lazy. What'd you say, Brad?
Oh, since I was last on the show, I got my full driver's license. Hooray. So for me, you know, I'm 19 when I got that.
When do you start driving there?
I 12. Can't remember. They changed the driving age and it screwed me up. It was when I got it, the minimum age was 15 when you could start, and I think I started at 17.
Yeah, so me too.
I was very late.
Okay. Anything else for you?
I have motivation to now.
Well,
anything else, Reed, before we move on?
Other than that, Skyrim.
Yes, I was looking at your Steam, and you spent like 200 plus hours on that thing.
What? I haven't broken 100 yet, Shane. What are you looking at?
Oh, maybe I was looking at someone
else's
profile.
Shane, if I broke 200 in the last week, I somehow got 8 extra hours.
Okay. Well, I must have added an extra number there then.
Yeah.
All right.
Trekking Fortress, mate.
Didn't do too much this week. Keeping it RS related, I just went to the beta with you, messed around, and did some slaying. So I got my 91 slayer, and I got my 85 mining, and my 87 woodcutting this week. So
good,
decent. So I can might rune ore. Yay!
All right. As for me, I've been even more lazy on RuneScape. I just did the beta stuff and. Aside from that, I've just been trying to figure out what the answer to this question is, in that every single little application I want to write, whether it be for OS X or iOS, somehow gets obsoleted. So I'm trying to figure out what the answer to that question is.
Yes.
It's because the world is against you.
I know. I'm thinking it means I'm supposed to just stick with web development and forget desktop and mobile development.
Oh, use that.
But in any case. Yeah, or that too. Who knows?
You can develop everything.
Develop all the things. I feel like the public needs to see our Skype chats. I think they are funnier than the actual podcast. I mean, they shouldn't, obviously. That would be terrible.
But you'd have to put all the timestamps in.
No, it would be shocking because we say so much stuff that would offend so many people. And, you know, it's funny for us, but it's
kind of don't say that now. So I think with that being said, we're done for this week. This is a super long show, over 2 hours. So with that being said, enjoy the combat data.
We're in the chat.
And these two are just laughing at the chat. And I'll be back next week with hopefully a more sane panel as to what we can discuss in the combat beta next week. So see you next week, everyone, and goodbye. Have a nice week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.